that's why we can't walk in the flesh as people want us to walk in the flesh, because they walk in the flesh. You can't do that. You got to anoint. You got to guard this anointing. He said, guard your heart. Guard your heart. For out of your heart, that issues of life do what? It flows. Nothing stop it. It flows. It's life flowing out of you. So the enemy wants to stop you for the life from flowing out of you. Because he wants you to do what? Begin to reap. He wants you to begin to sow after this flesh. But you're not going to do that. We're not doing it. We are sowing and we are reaping after the spirit that's on the inside of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know today again, right here it says, hallelujah, hallelujah. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh, you shall reap of your flesh. But he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting. You shall reap life everlasting. And he says, let us, here we go, this is the part I want to go to. He said, let us, that's the ninth verse, let us, oh my God, let us, me and you, let us not be weary in well doing. Be not weary in well doing. For in due season, everything has a time, in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. You shall reap if you faint not. Come on. You got to do what? You got to stay the course. Even though you're going through some turbulence, you got to stay the course in your life. Because guess what? It's about to be a due season. This thing is about to end. So while I'm going through, I got to be careful what I'm sowing to. Because it's about to end. And whatsoever I'm doing, if it's according to the flesh, I'm going to reap it at the end. If it's to the spirit, I'm going to reap it at the end. Again, he said, let us, come on here, be not weary in well-doing. In well-doing. Come on, somebody. Well-doing. For in due season, it's due season. It's due time. Come on here. You shall reap if you faint not. You got to hold out. You got to continue to hold your peace. You got to continue to walk after the things of God, because you're going to be in the reap in the midst of it. Come on here. Hallelujah. As we have therefore obtained, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. We got to do good. We got to do good. Come on here. We got to do good. Because guess what? We're going to reap. We're going to reap what we sow. Come on. We're going to reap it. And it's not to say get back at them. God repay. God does this. This is what the scripture says. This is why we got to sow to the spirit. So that we got to be careful that we don't begin to sow to the flesh. Because we're going to reap what we don't sow it out. When a farmer go out and plants different things, and he know that he plant a row of this, a row of that, that's what he expects to come up on that row. Whatsoever he planted, that's going to come up on the row. He planted collards, he planted mustards, that's going to come up on the row. If he mixed it, that's what's going to happen. Whatever you have sown, you're going to reap the harvest of it, whether it be good or whether it be bad, you're going to reap the harvest of it. So be careful what you're saying. Be careful what you're doing when you're going out and you're sowing seeds. The songwriter wrote a song saying, sow good seeds. Sow good seeds. Because you're going to reap whatsoever you say. So whatsoever you do. Be not weary and well doing, for in due season, according to what the word is saying here, for in due season, be not weary in well doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. This is the thing right here. Don't faint. You picked the wrong time to faint. Don't faint now. You almost over. You almost about to come out. You have what you say during the whole course of the time you've been in this. Come on. It's your reaping time. It's not your fainting time. It's your reaping time. If you held on through the test, excuse me, you held on through the trial, you held on to the, you kept the faith, come on. God is going to work it out. God has worked it out. Especially to those that are for the household of faith. I want you to know today that it's your time to reap it. It's your time to reap whatsoever you sow to. You sow to the flesh, you're going to reap it. You sow to the spirit, you're going to reap it. That goes for anybody. That goes for the pastor. That goes for the apostle. That goes for the evangelist, the prophet, the teacher. Anybody, whatever we have sown to, we're going to reap it. We're going to reap it. Well, you say, well, when I came to God and I asked for my sins, I'm still reaping. I'm still reap that according to what the word say. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. So guess what? From that point, you're going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap from what you have already sown from that point on. Because God can't, you can't be held accountable for something that you didn't know. But now when you come into the light and you know, then that's what you're going to be held accountable for. So we got to do what? Sow good seeds. So we got to do what? Sow to the spirit and not to the flesh. Come on. Kill the flesh. Mortify the deeds of our body. Come on. Kill it. Because if we don't, and if we don't modify it, guess what's going to happen? You're going to reap. He that soweth to the spirit, according to what the word says, shall do what? Reap the things of the spirit. I don't come with enticing words and swelling of speech, but I come with the demonstration. I come with the word of God. I don't come with nothing that's over your head. I come with just a simple and just a plain. Come on here. That's why a child can understand it. He can understand this. He or she can understand this. This is a plain word. Because God wants you. He wants you. Satan wanted to destroy you, but God wants you. If you're out there, you understand my voice. You say, I don't know Jesus in the pardon of my sins. I'm just tuning into the radio broadcast. I'm just tuning into Cypress audience, pastor, apostle. I'm just turning it on. I'm just turning it on. I don't know what you said, but I heard you say something about the flesh and something about the spirit. Come on here. I'm in my flesh. How can I get into the spirit? If you, according to what the word said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. And it's just as simple as that. It's just as simple as that. It's no drawn out thing. We make it hard. It's no drawn out thing. You don't have to write a letter. You don't have to get nobody's opinion. Come on here. That's the good thing about it. You don't have to write nobody's letter. You don't have to get nobody's opinion. You don't have to wait and say, I'll get back with you. I'll let you know. Come on. Has it been approved or not? No, you don't have to wait for that. Come on. Right immediately, once you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. If you did that and you believe that, you're saved. Find your Bible-based church. Get in there. Hear the word. Apply the word. And grow and go. Come on. Begin to reap. Begin to sow to the things of the Spirit. And watch God bring you out every time. He's a God that can. He's a God that will. Come on, somebody. I know he out there. I know you're out there. Come on. He's a God that can open up the doors. He's a God that can make a way out of no way. If you trust him, lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And he said he'll direct your path. Sow to the spirit, not to the flesh. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And he will deliver you. He will bring you out. It's getting close time for me to open up the phone lines. Amen. I want you to call in this morning. Those of you that can, amen. You may be at work and can't call in, but if those of you at home or you're riding along in your car and you can call, you may be able to call in when I open up the phone lines. Area code 321-632-1000. Amen. There is a miracle for you waiting on you. Sow to the spirit, not to the flesh. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Phone lines are getting ready to open up. They're open up right now. It's 9:40. They'll open up for you right now to call in, to touch and agree. Amen. Amen. Apostle, can you pray for me? Yes. Apostle, I need prayer. Come on. Open up the phone line. Again, it's right here on the screen. As you can see, amen, it's popping up. The area code 321-632-1000. Amen. The phone lines are now open up for you. You, young man. God bless you. You're on the call to prayer line.
Yes, just prayer that I faint not.
Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for this caller right now as he's calling in to request that he faint not through the time of adversity to the time he's going through. Father, take him through right now in the name of Jesus. Every need is met. Nothing missing. Nothing lacking. Nothing broken that concerns him, Father. As he sowed to the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Be strong in the Lord. Caller, you're on the prayer line.
Yes.
Caller, you're on the prayer line.
Yes, I'm calling for prayer.
Father, in the name of Jesus, even now as this caller is calling in right now, Father, we pray now, Father God, for strength right now. We pray now, God, that you will see her through. Bring her out, God, every area right now, Father. As she go through it, God, that she faint not, Father. Father, that she will walk through this and come out with victory according to your word and her faith in Jesus' name. It is so in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Call you on the prayer line.
Father, in the name of Jesus, even now,
call you on. Praise God. And when you call in, please turn your radio down so that we won't get the feedback. You can call back in. Please turn your radio down or come from by the radio so we won't get the feedback. That's what we're hearing. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm saying you, I'm calling you on the prayer line.
Jesus name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Again, the phone lines are open. Error code 321-632-1000. Amen. I believe God can do it. What about you? If we touch and agree and believe. Calling you on the prayer line.
Good morning. I'm calling for prayer. Trying to find me a bigger house and pray for my cousin.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now, Father. Even now, Father, as she's in searching for a place to live, Father. We thank you now, God, that you bring favor, God. You lead her to the right place right now in the name of Jesus. And we now, God, as she's standing there, God, praying for her cousin, we thank you that all her needs are met, God, through her belief right now in the name of Jesus. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. And we give you glory, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. It's done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, those phone lines are opening right now, waiting on you to pick up that phone, call in. Amen. Hallelujah. Any two church and agree, he's in the midst and he will do exactly what he say he's going to do. Amen. As we do what? Sow to the spirit, not to the flesh. As we lean not to our own understanding, and he will direct our pathway. Amen. He will guide us and lead us. Those of you that have called in, those of you that have requests for prayer, hold on to your confession. Hold on to the horns of the altar, because he that will come shall come, and he's able to do it. We must do what? Keep the faith and keep believing no matter what it is. Be careful what we're saying out of our mouths while we're going through circumstances and situations, because we are trapped. We're snared by the words of our mouth. Amen. You have what you say. Come on. There's power and life in the tongue. Amen. You begin to speak faith-filled words that dominates, faith-filled words that rule, faith-filled words that take over. Amen. You begin to speak doubt, and you begin to have the things of the flesh. When you begin to walk into the flesh and begin to speak the things of the flesh, but remind you, be mindful and cautious when we're going through. Watch what we're saying. Caller, come on. The prayer line is open for you. Again, the number's right there on your screen. Error code 321-632-1000. I'm telling you, God will do exactly. exactly what he say he's going to do. He will bring you out. He will make a way. Yes, he will. Out of no way. Praise God. I believe God. What about you? Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning to all of you that's on, that has come on. Those of you that making comments, I can't read all of them, but thank God for you. Amen. We have to be careful because the enemy wants to sever us as wheat. So we still have to be careful. Amen. Watch what we say. I want to sow to the Spirit. I want to walk in the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to be in the Spirit. Come on. I don't want to walk in this flesh, because if we walk after the flesh, it's going to destroy us. If we talk after the flesh, it's going to destroy us. But if we sow to the Spirit, come on. If we sow to the Spirit, we reap the things of God, of the Spirit. Come on. Again, the phone lines are open for you, waiting for your call. We're waiting for your call. Hallelujah. We're waiting for your call. I know God is able to do it. I believe. What about you? What about you? Again, thank you, prophetess, for putting it up. The phone line number there, the prayer line number is area code 321-632-1000. I believe God. What about you? I believe God. He can do anything, anything but fail. There is no situation, there's no circumstances that you in that God cannot bring you out of. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to stay focused. Amen. The enemy wants you to take your eyes off of what God is doing. He wants you to begin to talk and begin to talk different. Talk. He wants you to walk in different areas. But we will not. We refuse to walk in it. I'm too far in the deep. I'm too far out in the deep. Again, you don't see the well. You don't see the well. The well does not come up to the shadow of the water. The well, you don't see the well. The well is out in the deep. The well don't even come up for his food to the shadow, to the surface. He's out there in the deep. And what you're saying, Apostle, we're out in the deep now. The enemy wants you to come back to the shadow and begin to talk different talk, begin to walk a different walk. Amen. But you're too far out in the deep now. And I know God's going to do it. I believe God's going to do it. I know he's going to bring me out. I've seen God bring me through different circumstances and situations. So this part that you're in now is nothing too hard for God. He's able to do it. Amen. What do you say about it? While I'm talking, you still may be able to call in. I don't want you to think you can't call in. You're able to call in while I'm talking. Amen. And the engineer will put you through the prayer line. And we will touch and agree with you and believe God for you and with you that he's able to do it. You got to believe him. He's able to do it. You must know that he can bring you out. Praise our God. Amen. I'm fully persuaded. I'm fully persuaded. That's right. Amen. Thank God for you, TJ White, watching. Thank God for you. Amen. There's a miracle waiting on you. Praise our God. Thank you for watching there. Gloria, God child. God bless you. Caller, you on the prayer line.
Yes. I want to thank you first because I think you're an amazing encouragement. And I want to pray for my family.
Yes. All right. Could you turn your radio down a little bit? Amen. Father, we thank you for this man of God. We thank you for this caller right now, Father, has called in right now. Father, we pray for strength right now for him and his family right now, Father. We thank you now, God, that the words of encouragement has gone over this air, has touched him. And we thank you now, God, that he walk in the word, Father, and not after his flesh, but after the Spirit, Father. We thank you that all things around him, Father, all things that will occur around him, Father, he will walk through it in the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. God is still on the throne. No matter what it is, he's still on the throne, and he will see you through. He will bring you out. Yes, he will. He will heal, he will deliver, and he will set you free. There is nothing too hard for God. I want you to know this. There's nothing that you're in that God can't bring you out of. There's nothing that you're yet going through that God will leave you in there. He will go in there with you, and he will bring you out. Come on, and he'll stay in there with you. However long he allow you to stay in there, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Come on, he didn't teach you how to swim to let you drown. He didn't build a home in you to move away to leave you. He's there with you. He's omnipresent right there with you. You just got to do what? Believe him, trust him, and take him at his word. Amen. swore by, when he couldn't find nothing else, he swore by his name and his word. There's power. There's life in the word. Come on. So therefore, you can make it. You can make it today. You can make it tomorrow. You can make it the next minutes, hours, and seconds. Why? Because who's with you? Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Shabbat, Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. He's with you. Amen? He's with you. So guess what? This is why I don't mind doing what? Sowing to the Spirit. Because I'm getting ready to do what? Reap the things of the Spirit. If I faint not, be not weary in well doing. Come on. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. You still have a few minutes. Call us to call in. Say, Apostle, I want you to pray with me. Pray for me. And I'll do just that. I'll come in agreement with you in the spirit realm that God will work it out on your behalf. I'll come in agreement with you if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You can do it again. Just as simple as this. Again, I'm going to repeat it. You don't have to write a letter. You don't have to get nobody's opinion. Come on here. We don't have to be voted in. All you got to do is confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and you shall be saved. Amen. You don't have to wait 3 days for an answer. You have it then. If you confess and believe within your heart and confess with your mouth, you're saved right then, according to the word of God. Amen. According to the word, you're saved. If you want a healing, just believe. Come on. He'll heal you. He'll bring you out. He'll set you free. Thank God for all of you has been watching on Cypress Audience. Thank God. Again, the phone lines, I got a few more minutes just for you. I'm going to have to leave this radio station, but he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Come on. You got to know he's there with you. You got to know he's going to bring you out. You got to know that there's no situation too hard for God. It may be hard for man, but it's not hard for God. There's nothing, come on, too hard for God. Hallelujah. Guess what? Then there's nothing too hard for God. And if God is in you, there's nothing too hard for you. Because he said, whosoever says, say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and shall not what? Doubt in his heart, that shall have whatsoever he said. Amen. What did you say about it? Amen. Come on. You got a few more minutes. The phone lines are going to be cutting off. And you won't be able to call. You won't be able to call in. You won't be able to call in. Come on, you still can pray. Come on, you won't be able for me to touch and agree with you through the airways, but I will believe God for you and with you. Come on, I believe God. What about you? He can do it. He will do it. He will bring you out. He will heal. He will deliver, and he will set free. Do you believe it today? I believe it. What about you? God is able to do it again. Don't forget, 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes. Engineer tells me, I got 2 minutes for the callers. 2 minutes for the callers. You're out there. You got 2 minutes. Pick up that phone. Again, you say, well, I don't see the number. It's on your screen. Area code 321-632-1000. And call in and request for prayer. We'll pray with you and for you. And we'll believe God. Thank you for those that have already called in. Amen. Because guess what? There's power in prayer. Amen. There's power in agreement. Touching and agree. There's power. I believe God just like you do. And we come together, amen, in the spirit realm, and we believe God. Great things happen when the people of God touch and agree. Amen. They come in agreement with what the Spirit is saying about the circumstance and the situation. Amen. I have what I say. I have what I say. I'm an overcomer. I have what I say because I believe God. I believe God can do it. I know he can do it. I don't doubt him. I trust him because I know he can do it. He's able to do it because guess what? Even though we're on the radio, 1 minute left, 1 minute left, even though we're on the radio station, I know God can do this by a miracle. Only thing you got to do is believe. Only thing you got to do is trust him and watch God bring you out. Praise God. He can do it. Yes, he can. He's done it before. He'll do it again. Amen? What you say about it? Listen. Time is getting close to leave. My time is getting close to leave. On Mondays, 9 to 10. On Fridays, same station, same time. 9 to 10. Hallelujah. God will do exactly what he said in this hour that I spend with you. You stay with me, I stay with you. Knowing that God can do what he say he's going to do. Hold your head up high. Hold your head up high. Because your redemption draweth now. Praise God. It's going to be caller. That's it. You wait. If you call in now, you won't be able to get me. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you call in again when the phone lines are open, we'll be able to speak with you direct, voice to voice. Amen. Hallelujah. That ends the calls for today. But I want you to be encouraged. That don't end the call. You still can call on Jesus. You still can call on him. He'll still answer you. I can't answer you by the phone, but he will still answer you. If you call on Jesus, he'll answer prayer. Yes, he will. He's that kind of God. Amen. He won't leave you hanging. Amen. He won't tell you to hold on. Hallelujah. He'll answer you, and he will deliver you and set you free. Praise God. Listen, be of good courage. Amen. Those of you that are in the area around located by 1219 South Street, amen. Stop on in and visit us. Amen. You'll hear the announcer announce the times of the services. Amen. If you could, stop by. We'd love to see you. We'd love to have you. 2 minutes left. I got 2 minutes left. See, even I'm on a timer. I got 2 minutes left. I got 2 minutes to get up and up out of here. Come on. So I want you to know you feel free to come visit us. Anytime you're in the area, come visit us, and we'll accept you in. The doors of the hinges stand on love and welcome at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Get ready again. Revival is coming to Melbourne and Palm Bay area. All down that way, get ready. Again, the 10th through the 13th, we will be there with Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. Amen. Hallelujah. Miracle, Deliverance, Healing, Revival Center. We will be there. 1500 Florida Avenue E. We will be there. Melbourne, come on. Palm Bay, across the street. It's in walking distance. Come on. Surrounding areas. Come on up. Drive up from Cocoa. Drive up, come on here, Port St. John. Drive on up from Titusville like I do. I'm driving to Melbourne. Come on. Each night, it's going to be something. 1 minute left. I got to get up out of this station. Got to get up out of here. I got to leave you. He won't leave you. He's always omnipresent with you. Hold your head up high. You can make it through. Again, amen, there will be times to come on after the radio broadcast, and you'll be able to mail in our prayer requests. Or you'll be able to mail in if you want to give it. Do me a favor again. I often do this, not too often. But if you want to be a blessing to the radio station, you'll come right by here. Or you can call that same number and say, I want to do what? I want to plant a seed to the radio station to help the men and women of God stay on the air. There, it's not in the pleasure and throwing all that right now. That's over. But you still can sow a seed to help this radio station keep us coming on. Amen. No matter how small or great. We're grateful. They didn't ask me to do it. I'm doing this because guess what? The word had to go for it, and it costs. They have to get the word out. Amen? If you've been enjoying it, just drop a seed there and let them know. We enjoy you bringing on the different men and women of God or whatever time they come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Be of good courage. My time is coming gone. Till what? Friday morning. Same station. Same time. 1510 on your AM dial in the other stations that has been called out. In the movement.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock corporate prayer and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing.